This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. If you know an American girl between the ages of 7 and 12, chances are you know about the American Girl dolls. Though there are no American Girl TV commercials, the company rang up almost $350 million in sales last year. Some of that profit came from the American Girl Place on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Reporter Mike Pesca crashed a few tea parties and brought back this report.
The seating capacity of the cafe at the American Girl Place is about 150. But well over 200 young girls and their parents were snacking on cinnamon buns and mini burgers the other day. The fire marshal can rest easy, though, because so many of the guests were only a foot and a half tall and sat in little chairs that directly clamped onto the tables. These Mollies and Kirstens were dressed to the nines in outfits with a price point in the 20s. Amanda Friedman of Hollywood, Florida, had prepared her doll Samantha for the big day in New York.
I got her hair done and I got her a new dress.
The dress was off the rack. The hairstyling took place at the in-store salon, where for $20, a professional stylist will smooth out split ends, brush and braid your doll's hair. You can pick a style that goes with one of the several hundred outfits for sale, such as raincoats, leotards, Halloween costumes, velour tracksuits, and the deerskin garb of the Nez Perce Indians. The girls holding their dolls wore similar and in some cases identical outfits, which is the whole point of the section of the American Girl catalog called Dress Like Your Doll.
You pick out a doll that looks like the child.
Greg Abbott knew that the trip up from Texas necessarily meant a few hours at the store with his daughter Ashley. Little blonde Ashley held on to two little blonde friends and was planning on acquiring a third, which prompted her dad to note,
"This is getting close to being doll obsessive."
It was the obsession of a woman named Pleasant Roland and her attention to detail that propelled American Girl dolls into being. Roland wanted to give girls dolls that looked like them, and that each came with a book about the dolls' lives. Samantha is from 1904 New York. Kaya is a Native American. Kit lives in Cincinnati during the Depression. The stories, many parents told me, led to conversations about history and curiosity about other times and cultures. They also lend some respectability, so that the American Girl doll becomes an educational toy. American Girl is one of the largest children's book publishing companies. And literary appeal and multiculturalism clearly mark American Girl dolls as something distinct from the 800-pound gorilla of the doll world, though Barbie would hate to be called 800 pounds. Ashley Stevens was dining in the cafe. She hadn't brought her own doll, but had been assigned one, like a gentleman who shows up for dinner at the 21 Club without a jacket.
You know about Barbie?
Yes, but I don't really like Barbie.
Why not? Tell me why you don't like Barbie as much as this.
These are bigger and you can do more things with them, like you can brush their hair and you can change your clothes easier.
Barbie and the American Girls have had to coexist in the same dream house since 1998, the year Mattel bought American Girl. During that time, American Girl sales have exploded while Barbies have slipped, to the point where Mattel is trying to make Barbie more of a multimedia toy. That strategy has certainly worked for American Girl. American Girl magazine has more than 500,000 subscribers, the books have sold over 100 million copies, and a musical can be heard daily in the theater on the top floor of American Girl Place.
Look to the past, learn for the future.
In the show, girls sing the stories of their dolls.
Like imagine Josefina on a rancho in New Mexico.
That's Amrita, the little goat.
On Thanksgiving, the first American Girl movie aired on the WB network. Samantha, an American Girl holiday, was produced by Julia Roberts and had a script written by Marcia Norman, writer of Night Mother, the 1983 Pulitzer Prize-winning play about suicide. Samantha was decidedly more cheery.
Isn't it the most wonderful gown you've ever seen, Grandmary?
The most wonderful.
So wonderful that it's newly available in the catalog, as is the character wearing it, her best friend, and even a doll they play with. Yes, you can buy your doll a doll at the American Girl Place. It was all so overwhelming for Susan O'Connor, who was roughly aware that her niece liked something called American Dolls, but wasn't prepared for the onslaught on Fifth Avenue.
The thing is spending time with your kid, and all the mothers are here with their daughters, which is great, which is a nice thing, but they don't have to come and spend lots of money to spend time with their daughters. They go to the library, it's free.
Well, this is like, you know, 8-year-old girl crack.
Exactly. Well, I think it's more for the mothers.
there does seem to be something about American Girl dolls that simultaneously tap the maternal and childlike instincts. A tableau presented itself as a family posed for a picture next to a checkout counter on the third floor. There, a little girl in a velvet dress with a red bow in her hair clutched her doll, itself wearing a little velvet dress and a tiny bow. The mother, we can report, was wearing a sweater and jeans, but as she wrapped her arm around her perfectly outfitted daughter, and they both grinned for the camera, you realize that every girl loves her little doll. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.